So these guys, Whitehead and Associates, I've just been watching them on LinkedIn and their presence there. And it's been impressive. And I think there's some things that I know our company can learn from on why they do it, how they do it, what they're getting from it, just getting really picking their brain. That's what we're looking for today, is just to pick their brain on how they're utilizing social media, LinkedIn in particular, to be a tool for them. Like I said, we appreciate everybody at Whitehead Associates getting on today. But Scott, I'm going to just turn it over to you for a second, and if you just give us an overview of Whitehead and Associates as well as your other company, and then we'll get started.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having us on this morning. Whitehead and Associates, manufacturers rep in the electric utility market. We do have a little bit of space in the commercial industrial as well, but mainly utility focused, cover the southeast of Georgia, Alabama, Florida, parts of Mississippi and Tennessee. As far as LinkedIn goes with Whitehead, we were always ahead, in our opinion anyway, humble opinion, of course, ahead of the curve in electronics and the electronic world and moving things forward ahead of the time with CRMs, with LinkedIn, for instance, and other things way back in the day. I remember my dad, who started our business back in 1968, and I was his fifth employee in 1990. We still had a telex machine, but when he got the telex machine, many of your podcasters may not even know what teletype, but it is a machine that would, you could sit there and type a message and it would go and print out on someone else's teletype. And that was the leading technology back in those days. And we had one of those, and first with the fax machines and so on and so forth. So as we grew over the years into different territories and we had remote offices, and then email started to come on the scene and all of the different programs that we all use, second nature nowadays with phones, LinkedIn was we were early adopter of LinkedIn, and we'll talk about that more later. But overall, the manufacturer's rep firm has been around since 1968. Try to put ourselves a little bit ahead of the curve, like I said before, and culture is our number one theme around here, that we all march to a culture that we all love and enjoy. And that's what's really led us to our growth over all these years. And you mentioned the second company. We started another company about 12 years ago now, and it is an energy service company. And it runs around the country with the main focus of efficiencies with large businesses that have many locations. And it started early in the early days with just lighting efficiency and controls efficiency. And it's morphed into a lot more than that now, but just a quick cursory overview of that business. And both of our businesses, we have our main offices in Atlanta, Georgia, and both of our businesses are headquartered out of this same building.
No, like I said, I think you guys have always done a great job, and I'd agree with what Scott's saying. We run across a lot of reps throughout the country, and these guys have always been on the cutting edge of things. So I appreciate y'all sharing some tips and thoughts on that this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if we could, along with that, there's lots of elements that goes into a successful LinkedIn strategy, right? So hopefully we can just go piece by piece here, and we'd love to get your thoughts on systematically how you've done it, maybe starting with people's profiles, right? So on LinkedIn, everyone has a profile, and a lot of times we don't think much about what goes on that profile, but I think there's a lot to that. And if you do it right, then it can serve your company's purpose as well. So I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on how you think about your profiles, not only your personal profiles, but your company profile on LinkedIn. What kinds of things do you put on that? How do you use that in your strategy?
I will let Pam, we're going to break this up with the different areas of expertise, and Pam has taught me a lot about what you just asked, so I'm going to let her take that question.
Sure. As far as the company profile, we have a targeted regional customer base, so we really are all about having those people follow us on LinkedIn. So we want to make sure that our company profile is complete. It's interesting how not everybody completes their full profile. But we want to make sure all that information is out there with updated information that includes things on our services and offerings. There's also the visual elements of it. You want to make sure your logo's out there, that it's a nice resolution, and then a professional looking banner image. We also add a custom button on our company profile that links to our website. Then beyond the graphics and just that initial information, we want to be sure to include information on our expertise, our longevity in the market, our reliability in the manufacturer rep space. And then something people may not think about on social media, they probably think about it more for their website, but consider using keywords for organic search engine purposes. That just helps our company profile come up when people are doing searches, and just think of it as breadcrumbs that lead people to us, whether it be our LinkedIn profile or our website.
Got it. And do you have someone in charge of doing the company profile? And like, do you want the same look and feel for every member of your company, like having kind of a similar banner, things like that? How do you organizationally achieve that?
Yeah. So for the company, Mason and I manage the company profile. We still view LinkedIn as for the individuals, for the employees, that is their personal information, their personal space. We don't require them to have a certain banner or anything like that. We ask that all of them include our company in their information and properly link to Whitehead and Associates, connected that way. And we also encourage them to post, tag the company, like, share, or anything that we do.
I might interject there because that's a big one. You can have a lot of followers in your company, or you can have a lot of followers individually, but the more what the algorithm LinkedIn uses, the more you're sharing and then quickly resharing or liking any kind of a post that any of our other team members included in the Whitehead organization have done, it really creates a lot of visibility to others that may not. So there's Pam and Mason are both really good about sending a note out, just posted XYZ, please go on and like it. Because not everybody's got their notifications turned on, or it's, you know, LinkedIn is not as important to them as it is to the three of us on this call from Whitehead. So she's very good, and Mason as well, of alerting people, and then they'll go do it. It doesn't take 2 seconds to do it, and it's no sweat off their back.
So do you, then you're just sending out an email whenever you post something on LinkedIn to maybe a distribution, let's say, hey, here's some posts. Can you guys engage with it? Is that how you operationally handle that?
Yeah. So we don't do that for every post we do. We call what Scott was talking about, we call the golden hour. I'm sure you all know that LinkedIn has algorithms that we don't always understand and we certainly don't control. But if you post something, LinkedIn does tend to watch that kind of within the first hour. And if there are multiple likes, comments, shares, then LinkedIn looks at that and goes, okay, that's interesting. People are interested in that, and pushes that out to your audience. So we do maximize that first hour. So if it's an appropriate post that we've done, we do try to notify our employees and just, hey, this was just posted, take a look at it.
So Pam, it's not just a matter of the amount of likes and sharing, is the timing of it as well that really gets the activity out there, or gets it across to the masses. Is that so the timing is just as important or more important than the amount of likes and shares or reposts, correct?
It is. By my research, that's what I'm reading.
And how often are you guys posting? Do you have a content calendar or a cadence? Do you do it more organically? How do you approach the execution of the posting, and what kinds of things do you post and find resonate?
We tend to post weekly. It's a schedule that we found that's been beneficial. It really depends on how much we have going on and how much we oversaturate your page and push out too much. But I don't know, Pam, what would you say as far as how often we try and do it and how much that depends on how busy we are?
We set a content calendar. We don't always follow it. Things happen, and it does help us set an appropriate mix of posts that we try to follow. We try to do like the 80-20 rule, so we get the right mix of content. We don't want to just push salesy product stuff all the time. We want to have a good mix out there. So we try to engage our audience with useful information, whether it's industry news, webinar information, and stuff like that. And then we try to make the other 20% of our posting a bit more on the human side, personal, fun stuff.
Pam, that's one of the things I've always liked about your posts, the human side. You guys do a really good job of that. Whereas the employee spotlights, the things that I've seen, you guys like you mentioned, the community service aspect to it all. That's the part that, like you said, it really lends to the brand. And I know Scott pretty well. And it just, I can see elements of how Scott is just as a friend in what you guys post and the human side of things. I think that's important, especially when you talk about culture and you talk about the brand of Whitehead and Associates. I think that's an important thing to really hone in on. That's something that hopefully we'll adopt as we start our journey down the LinkedIn and social media and those things. But I think you guys do an excellent job of that.
Speaking of the human side of it, I was with Mason and Pam yesterday for a little bit. We were meeting on some things and Mason said, "Oh, we better post something. We've got this LinkedIn thing tomorrow on a podcast. When's this thing going to air?"
Yeah, that's right.
So that's the real side of we have fun with it and we do it when we can, but it's also, we're like everybody else. We got a lot of things going on and we try to do this well, but not always.
It happens. What kinds of posts do you find get the most engagement? Is it like Craig's saying, is it these sort of more, hey, like we're doing this community service or things like that? What do you find resonates the best with folks?
Yeah. So Pam was saying employee related posts always do the best as far as engagement, whether that's new hire, employee spotlight, or just posts, including pictures, descriptions about what our employees are doing in the office or out in the field. Those always tend to do the best for us.
Got it. The more candid stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll interject there too. From a personal post, one of the best ones I've ever gotten was my dad. I have a third generation in the business now, Peyton Whitehead. He's in our Birmingham office working over there and just started back about 6 months ago. But my dad I'm blessed to still have him alive. And he came to an industry event, which is rare. And my son was there as well, which was new. And we were able to get a three generation picture at a work event. And that post got so many likes and so many reposts. So it really is people love business, but they love humanistic, what's going on in the world with other people, which is obviously extremely important to all of us. And so I think that's, Mason's right. It's the humanistic side that really gets the attention of folks, because that's what they're all hungry for.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine it helps people just have more trust, right? Because they see there's a real person behind the posts and those things.
That was a cool post. I know the one you're talking about. that was neat. My dad started our business in 84. And to make it three generations, that's a heck of an accomplishment. So I know y'all are proud, but that was a cool post.
Mike, how else do you find some of these more posts? Is this more, do you also do that on your company page? Like posting, what's the mix between posting on the company page versus posting on individual pages? What's the interplay there? Do you have a different style or different tone, or maybe you don't really regulate what people post on their own profiles, or maybe you have guidelines? I don't know.
That's one thing I was going to talk about that later, it's a good time to talk about it now, but I think that's like anything, right? How many people do you know that when you say social media, their first response is, "Oh, I don't do that." This is a form of social media. So even though all of our folks are on LinkedIn, you're going to have some that are very heavy on their posts because they really enjoy it. They really enjoy the interaction. They found benefit there. Then you're going to have the opposite end of the spectrum of, you're going to have people posting never, like zero. They'll go on and repost a company post, what have you. So I think that's a very good question. It's a variable question that depends upon the individual and their comfort level. And I've also found it, honestly, you'd think it'd be age dependent. It's really not. Some people, younger people, just don't care for it. And some older people are all into it. So you'd think the opposite. But I think for us, it's the more consistent posting across the board is company, and then individuals would be behind that. But we encourage them to post whatever they feel is the right thing to be putting out there amongst their customers and our principals.
One of the other elements of social media or LinkedIn is just the network, right? The amount of people you're connected to, people you associate with, people you're commenting on their posts, things like that. How do you, and this is also, I think, relevant, sort of company page versus your individual pages. How do you go about building that network? A lot of us know, like, we go to an event, we build a network because we're in person, we're talking with people. How do you do that effectively on LinkedIn for both a company page and a personal page?
For a company page, we leverage the employees here at Whitehead. We leverage the connections that they've already created, like you said. So one of the ways we do that is we have our Whitehead employees invite their connections to follow our LinkedIn page. And that's a super simple process. And by our coworkers selecting their connections, we know we're gaining followers that are in our industry and have an interest in what we do and sell. So every month, LinkedIn allows you to invite 30 of your followers or connections to follow a company account. So if everyone in your company is using all 30 every month, you can really start to build a solid industry-focused following. That's how we do it on the company side. You go to your company page on LinkedIn, and there's a section under More, and it says invite connections, and they can invite 30 connections a week of people who they've connected with. So, and it'll let you know who follows the account as well.
Cool. And you guys have found good success with that, it sounds like?
Yes, absolutely. Nice. I think last week we had 243 new followers after I sent out an email to everyone in the company asking if they would invite their connections.
What about your personal profiles? Do you guys actively reach out to new people to connect with them? Are you using any kind of search terms or phrases or just organically as you meet people in trade shows, connecting with them there? How do you build your personal network?
Speaking for me, I tell this story to people that don't know our industry very well. 15 years ago, you go to a neighborhood party, and you get around a bunch of guys and they're asking you, what do you do? I'm a lawyer. What do you do? I'm a doctor. Well, what do you do? I'm in the electric utility business. And they look at you and then they go back to the lawyer and say, what kind of lawyer are you? They didn't even know what to say, right? They were just clueless about. And I have found, interestingly enough, our industry has become very sexy in the world. You can say electric utility, and they immediately will translate that to energy. Oh, you're in the energy business. Now. And so I've been amazed to see the amount of people that have come to us to want to follow our site, or to me that wants to follow what I'm doing and what I'm saying, because it's in an industry they now have interest in. So that's been an organic thing I've noticed over the past probably post-COVID timeframe. And I'm very active in going after other folks because I like connecting with people, and I like for people to see what we are doing. And I'll do it a couple of ways. One, I'll go to connections, and I know after you've been on LinkedIn for a while, it learns and it knows that I have a lot of utility followers. So it'll say, there's a section in there that says, look for more utility followers or utility connections. And so I'll click on that, and then I'll go through and I'll find people that are like, oh yeah, I didn't realize they were on LinkedIn, or I didn't have them connected. So I'll spend a couple of days a week doing that, and not more than probably 10 minutes each week. And it's developed my following and my connections to, 5,200 or something like that people, which is powerful, because then you have a platform to be able to share important things that you feel like industry needs to know. And it's not about selling necessarily. It's about how do you solve other people's problems out there? How do you give them a case study? How do you give them a solution? And then I also, just being like we all are connected, have a lot of people there in the finance business or the legal business or the medical business or whatever, but people around the country that are just acquaintances, friends, that kind of stuff, that are interested in what we're doing. And even if they're not, they're following me, so they're getting to get some information on it. But I think it's an active process that if you're going to build a following, it's like anything, you get out of it what you put into it. So you got to spend a little time each week developing it and building it, and it pays off.
To that point, this takes work, right? You're thinking about what to post, you're connecting with people, you're spending time learning how the platform works, right? There's lots of benefits to that. One of them, obviously, is we want to hopefully make more sales and close more deals, things like that. So what have you seen in terms of like lead generation and actual business results, business building that have come from your efforts on LinkedIn?
So as Scott mentioned, you'll hear us use the word organic a lot. We don't do any paid advertising on LinkedIn. We are purely organic in our lead gen efforts. So like we said, we try to share valuable content that resonates with our target audience. And that includes things like articles, product announcements, educational webinars. And then we also try to position ourselves as experts. And it's really about how we can address specific pain points by providing a solution or a problem. We are not trying to push and be too salesy in anything that we do, but we just want to really engage with our followers out there. And hopefully then the end result is sales or someone engaging with us.
Yeah, I think the approach that you're taking is the right way. It's more of like an education, educating your connections, the utility folks that are in your world. What are the new products? What problems do they solve? Here's a white paper on this. I think that's probably the best way to do it from my perspective as well. It's just It's an education. You're problem solving. You're just showing people, hey, this is out there. And it's just more of a, okay, you know, that this may solve a problem for me. And they just come across it on LinkedIn. So I think that's the, it's an education type process that seems to really work when you're selling. And I think it translates to LinkedIn and social media as well.
Yeah. Have you had people comment on that to you? Hey, I appreciated that post, or hey, I learned a lot from that white paper that you shared, things like that. Do people bring that up?
Yeah, we'll get responses where people said that was interesting information or helpful information. Of course, we always would love to see a ton of that. People sometimes have the tendency to read stuff and enjoy it, but not necessarily communicate the value that that had on them. But that's ultimately, we just want to provide value to our audience.
And is that kind of how you maybe measure it and determine? So for example, are you watching, hey, these posts that we sent out had a lot of really positive feedback, lots of comments, lots of thank yous, things like that, versus maybe posts that don't get much traction, right? Are there ways that you're measuring and refining your strategy on the platform?
Yeah, I can take that one. It's a pretty basic but effective way to measure how well our posts are doing and what posts do well. But if you're an admin on a LinkedIn account, you can look at the impressions of each post. And the impressions just mean it's the total number of views, which includes repeats, but it just gives you an idea of how many people are looking at this post, if people are going back and looking at it again. And it's a really helpful way to understand what posts are doing well. That's how we know that our employee posts are what our followers and connections like to see the most, because those always have 2 to 3 times more impressions. We use that to work on our strategy and adjust what we post.
So just a simple kind of impression count. And that's been effective for you guys, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
You guys have been doing this for a while, right? So you've seen how it works, how it flows, maybe some of the challenges. I guess you guys mentioned it's not always easy to keep up with the content calendar, things like that. If you were to give some advice to someone who wants to start using LinkedIn and posting, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that you guys have seen and maybe overcome? And what would you tell them to watch for and to do?
I'd say the biggest challenge, or I'd say back up a second, I think how I would start if we were starting over again would be for me to go out and to get some success with using LinkedIn on my own posts and then creating our own white paper case study, whatever you want to call it, and get to a sales meeting and show all of our sales team exactly what I did, how simple it was, and what the outcome was. We started more from the way of, we're going to do this, and Pam and Mason are going to be in charge of it. Pam to begin with, now Mason, a lot of additives he's doing now. But everybody was like, okay, here comes another thing. We're doing another thing that's going to drive sales. I'm just going to go out and see people, and I'm really good at going and see people. I don't need all this LinkedIn. And that's not everybody, but you had a few people in the early days that would say that. And I think so the thing I would do different would be to have that success story. And like we do with a lot of our clients, show them the success story, show them why it matters, show them why it's something viable for them to do, and then start with more of a company-wide program and maybe even have some fun with it on some contests or some whatever it looks like for your company to do it to where it would be more enjoyable than just another task. So I think it's how you approach it is probably the biggest challenge, but also can be the biggest win for those that haven't started yet or early in the phases of it, because it really is, it'll make a difference for you. I can assure you, it's like, you know, pushing a rope uphill. It just is not easy to do. And so if you can fix that problem early on, you're going to have a lot more success company-wide.
How important do you think LinkedIn is right now or is going to become, or maybe, you know, what's your thoughts on that trend?
I can cover that. I think LinkedIn is evolving. If you've been on it for years, you've seen how it's evolved, the new tools it offers, the benefits of using it. So I think LinkedIn is going to play a key role for marketers, marketing people in the future. If you look at the numbers, I think LinkedIn has over like 1 billion members. And the average social media user spends about 2.5 hours on social media every day. So that alone tells you that you have the quantity of people there and people are spending a lot of time on social media. So I think LinkedIn's a great way for professional audiences in the B2B world, those who focus on industry-related topics. It's a great way to reach them. And it's a great way for a company to showcase all their knowledge and insights as well.
Another note on LinkedIn's growth is I just graduated in May and from the University of South Carolina. And I think I had at least three classes where it was a requirement to have a LinkedIn account already created. So they are pushing that in college for sure. So people graduating now are absolutely going to have LinkedIn accounts.
What did they require in your classes? Were they classes in business maybe? Were they, like, hey, let's optimize your profile? And did they actually teach you how to use LinkedIn?
Yeah, they were business classes and it wasn't necessarily a requirement, more as once you started, it was an assignment and they would go over, you know, they would help teach you how to create your account, but it was really just creating that account and then having a bio and a description about what you might be looking for, a summer internship or when you graduate, but just giving you the groundwork for building your LinkedIn and starting to make connections with other kids in your class and other kids in the school. So you have that prepared when you graduate.
So it's funny. So I got a daughter who's a junior at Wake Forest, and I started getting all these LinkedIn requests to connect from all her friends from high school, from college. So I call her. I'm like, Anna Grace, what's going on with this? She's like, Dad, you know, they're teaching this at all the schools, and they're trying to get out there, get a presence and make connections. And I thought that was pretty neat. These are little girls that we used to do Y guides with, and since they were in first grade, and now I'm connected to them on LinkedIn. So it's pretty amazing. Those numbers that y'all were sharing earlier, about 1 billion users and
that's crazy,
2.5 hours a day. It becomes a numbers game at that point. You got to be on this platform to get this stuff out there, get your products, get your message across. But it's a numbers game, and there's a science behind it. This has been interesting to learn a little bit about the science behind it. And I think this has been super helpful for me. I can tell you that.
That's one in every six people on the planet.
Yeah.
On LinkedIn. That's crazy. So to that point, you mentioned you learning this in college. Were there other resources or again, if someone is just starting, they're listening to this and they're thinking, how do I get going here? Were there any resources you guys used to learn how to do this, tutorials, places that you would recommend people go to learn how to do this? Or did you guys maybe just figure it out? I don't know.
It was a little bit of figuring it out and as well as help from the professor. But I know that LinkedIn offers a lot of different courses itself. I think it's called LinkedIn Learn that they offer. And I haven't looked at it, but I'm sure that they have some videos and introductions on how to start building your account.
Yeah, I can piggyback on what Mason said there. It's LinkedIn Learning, and they do offer resources in a variety of areas. I'm also a big fan of HubSpot Academy. They offer some really incredible lessons and certifications, not just on LinkedIn, but all things marketing. But they do have a handful of training specific to LinkedIn. Anything from LinkedIn marketing basics to LinkedIn ads and organic marketing on LinkedIn. And the bonus there is, I believe all these courses are free.
What are you looking forward to in the coming years, months? Is there anything where you're pushing the strategy forward?
Yeah, we are. We are looking forward to continue to use LinkedIn. I think we haven't done videos in the past. That's something that we're going to start doing. And we have started doing. So hopefully our followers will enjoy the videos that we start posting. But I would just have people keep in mind, it's not about quantity. It's about quality. And be consistent about that quality. Build the right audience. Have the right people there. And just with a few strategies in place, your LinkedIn page can really become a powerful tool for driving sales.
Are you guys going to do more like behind the scenes video? What are you thinking for video stuff?
We're going to do a variety of things. I can have Mason talk about that, but I think we'll end up doing a variety of things that can be product related. Again, more on that human side, community involvement, but I'll let Mason touch on that.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about starting this and hopefully implementing it this year, but we've learned from our research, people are really starting to enjoy short, educational 30-second long engaging videos. rather than reading a long article or passage. So we're still workshopping and coming up with exactly what we want to make these videos on. But some things will be, yeah, behind the scenes, what it's like in the office, talking about our culture, as well as we'd like to have videos from our outside guys out in the field working with products, giving short demonstrations. And we're really focusing on trying to keep them short, quick, engaging, and educational. So we're excited to start working on that this year.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's cool. We have a newsletter that we've started this year too that's specific towards our customers, not anyone else. And so we've actually already done one video on culture, which I did. And we've got a pretty good calendar set up of a lot of different videos that will end up in that newsletter. We're going to utilize those in two different fashions. One will be LinkedIn and one will be that newsletter.
That's totally customer focused, your newsletter. And are you like posting the videos on YouTube and then like links in your newsletter kind of thing?
Correct. Cool. Yep.
This has been great. Tons of information here. What am I missing, guys? What else? Yeah. Again, we're talking to people here who want to get started on LinkedIn. What did I miss? What other advice or any really important things that you've learned that you'd want to share with these folks?
I think just take the step. It's like anything in life. If you're not familiar with it, you're not going to be familiar with it unless you do something with it. And I think Pam and Mason have done a really good job talking about kind of the beginner steps and how to get that going. And as soon as you get those first principal and or customer comments back to you, you'll be hooked. Mm-hmm. You know, Craig is very kind to all the nice comments he said about what we're doing and how he sees it and enjoys it. You know, that's in spades. You get so many of those where people are seeing this because you really don't know until those start coming back. But I promise you, if you do it and you don't have to spend a lot of time on it or any money at all, really, you'll start getting those comments and it really raises awareness of your organization. It puts you in a light that's much higher and more technologically advanced than people that aren't doing it. It's whether you are or not, that's the light it puts you in, which is a good place to be. And I think it's a great case study, right? That we're going through today why does it make a difference? And it really does. It's not rocket science, just start and you'll see results.
I think you picked up on maybe one of the biggest impediments is just fear, right? Like I'm going to post something out there. I don't know who's going to see it. Are they going to hate it? How do you overcome maybe that sort of psychological, you're just putting your stuff out for the world to see and you don't know if people are going to like it or not.
Who cares?
Was that hard for you guys?
Not for me, because I don't really care about that, right? I'm doing it with good intent. I'm doing it with good, and I shouldn't say I don't care about that. Of course I care about what people think, but I'm doing it with the intent that I'm trying to better other people and help them in their journeys and not just sell stuff. So if you've got that attitude and you've got that direction, I think you can't lose. And I think you should be very proud of whatever you've committed to. And if you think it's something good enough to post, you should be proud of that post and hit go and see what happens.
What I got out of this, I got a lot out of it, but you just got to start. You got to do it. Quit talking about it. Quit thinking about it. You just got to do it. Like I said, you guys have been a great example for us to take a look at how to do this. And I can't wait to play this back and start making my notes on what we want to do. But you know, I appreciate you guys taking time. This was super helpful for us here at NTS.
I have to give a lot of credit for the other two that are on this call, because especially Pam. Pam is, I call her the marketing genius, because she is. And Pam and Mason, that's all they do is marketing for both the companies. But Pam's really the one that's developed this and really educated all of us. And Mason has done an incredible job coming on board. But all the credit goes to those two. And I'm just along for the ride, enjoying it.
You guys good if some of our listeners reach out to you guys on LinkedIn and maybe ask your advice on stuff? Is that the best way maybe to connect with you guys?
Of course.
Yeah. So we'd love for the listeners to follow our LinkedIn account, which is just Whitehead Associates. And feel free to connect with me as well. My LinkedIn is just my name, Mason Lassiter, LASSITER. And I'll be happy to connect and help in any way I can and answer any questions they might have.
Absolutely. Right. Same for me. I would love to connect with anyone. It's just a fun community to learn from others and just connect.
We'll send everyone your way. You're going to get a lot of people, hopefully. So yeah, again, thank you guys. This has been super informative and we really appreciate it.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Curtis.